Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We speak regularly with economic development experts from around our state, checking the pulse of new business activity. Our next guest stays busy trying to pull all those strings together to promote the big picture as a whole for our entire state. Andrina Powell Baker is president of the South Carolina Economic Developers Association in Columbia, and today she's in our studio. Andrina, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us more about your organization.
Over 50 years old. I'm getting pretty close to 60 years old, actually. Started in 1965. It was actually organized by a group of visionaries, and it was actually called the Industrial Developers Association. Since then, we've grown to over 800 members. The business sectors and industry sectors are very diverse. We have attorneys, we have local economic developers, elected officials, attorneys, engineers, developers, anybody that has anything to do with economic development.
Now, our state's been doing pretty well with economic development. In your opinion, what is it that makes us so attractive?
One of the things that we always say is, of course, our tourism assets, workforce and education organizations that we work with. One example is our RADSC, which is our state's training program. Many times they are the closers for industrial projects. Our industrial power rates are very competitive. We're located to major markets, the Charlotte region, the Atlanta region. We have a pro-business climate here in South Carolina.
But of course, there are challenges too. And I'm just going to guess maybe with this tight labor market, finding employees?
Absolutely. That's probably our biggest challenge. Availability of skilled workers is across the country an issue. But here in South Carolina, what we're finding is that it's actually impacting our most successful companies, trying to backfill retirees. They're actually hiring, and we actually have more positions available than we do people to fill them.
We are certainly home to a lot of international firms, a big foreign presence in our state, a lot of challenges with tariffs. Has that presented any challenge to recruiting international firms to our state?
Certainly there is concern, but what we find is that most of the foreign companies in our state are doing very well. I looked at some numbers the other day, and foreign direct investment in South Carolina is huge. I was reading in Site Selection magazine where South Carolina is one of a handful of states that has 7% of total private sector employment from foreign direct investment. So it's a huge deal here for us.
But not really presenting a challenge yet with the trade issues.
We're not seeing a visible impact yet, but again, companies are concerned, and as an organization, we're concerned as well.
And what normally accompanies economic development is news about incentives that companies receive. Probably the most recent being in the news when the Carolina Panthers were wanting to put their training facility in South Carolina and the incentives that went along with that. How important are incentives as a tool for you?
Incentives are extremely important. Without incentives, we wouldn't be able to compete, period. We would not be winning deals. And as you know, South Carolina has been very, very successful with industry recruitment. And incentives for us are probably a little bit more important than some other states because our manufacturing property tax rate is higher than most of the states that we compete with. And so incentives allow us to kind of level the field a little bit so that we're more competitive.
Sort of the nature of the beast?
It is the nature of the beast.
When these incentives packages are put together, are they measured against the potential economic impact so that, you know, the voters, I guess, the people, right, the citizens can see that it is worth the effort?
Absolutely. Actually, the law requires that communities do an impact analysis or cost-benefit analysis to make sure that the benefits outweigh the cost of the project. So that's clear. That has to happen. Secondly, there are clawbacks included in all of the incentive agreements. And what that does is it keeps a community or a state from getting burned by a company that doesn't hold up their end of the bargain.
Well, Andrina, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Andrina Powell Baker is president of the South Carolina Economic Developers Association in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.